Hello, Chris Nels, Group and Blue Stampede Labour. Hiya, Hannah speaking.
Hello, who's this?
It's Hannah. It's Hannah speaking at
Chris Dale. Hey, Hannah, how you doing? My name is Sadiq. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm just calling in. I called in about, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I got told to call back if you haven't heard of us. I'm just following up on my any opportunities or job opportunities that are popping up. I did mention that I was interested in mine. I was in the city.
In where, sorry?
What's that?
What did you say? You were interested in what field?
I'm interested in getting into mining.
Mining. I think I remember speaking to you. Did you originally apply for an IT role?
I applied for an IT role, but I was just looking into it because a few of my friends went to mining. I've been interested in getting into the mining sector. And you can't give me some tip.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm not blue collar necessarily, so I'm not the best person to speak to. I'd probably say that Laura is. She's there doing blue collar stuff, but she's not actually in the office today, so I can get her to call you back if you like another time.
That's cool. I'm just curious on. I've never worked at your recruitment agency before.
Right.
I'm just curious on your process. Can you give me a bit of run through on your process on how you guys?
On how we do it. Well, we usually get people in for interview. We meet you face to face, and then if we have a role available, we'll write up a submission report with all your sort of skills and qualifications, with a bit of an introduction for the client, and then we'll effectively send you the interview for them to look at, at that stage they will either get you in for an interview if they're happy with the information, or they'll we'll look for other opportunities within the within what we have for you. But it's one of those things that sometimes it'll be, we'll have loads of roles all at once, and sometimes it does get a little bit quiet. So it just depends on what we've got going on at that time.
That's cool. And in terms of your colleague, I spoke to your colleague, I spoke to a young guy, I believe he gave me some tips.
Brian.
He said try to get some tickets, and I have done. He told me to get I've already had my white card, but he said get your white card, get your confined space, working with height, aid, safety tickets, and I've done all those tickets. I really don't know. So how would I know what do I need to do from my end?
I'm not entirely sure. I would probably say I'll speak to Laura and just say that you've called, and then she'll obviously be able to update you on that.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No worries. All right, thanks, Sadiq.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the info.
No worries. All right.
And sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
My name's Hannah.
Hannah. Sorry, Hannah. The line is there's a bit of a disruption on the line. Thanks a lot, Hannah.
No worries at all.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Have a good day. Bye.